105.3 The Fan. Mike, I want to start off with Amari Cooper. I know it's week to week at times. How tough? He looked like he might have to go out, may not come back. Then he catches a touchdown that seals the game. How tough is he being week to week with all the nagging things he's dealing with?
We're talking about Amari Cooper?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I just got out of an elevator, so my apologies. You know, he and I sat down a couple weeks ago, and he was very gracious in sharing with me how he learned to play through injuries. And I had done the research on him and learned that he grew up in Coconut Grove area of Miami, tough neighborhood, that he learned how to interact with people starting at age six with an after-school program in Miami in that neighborhood called the Barnyard. And Smokey, since you guys are college football guys, you may be familiar with it. There's all kinds of Miami kids that have gone on to do great things who first learned how to do after school care. You go to the Barnyard. Well, what do they do there? Well, they play football on the asphalt. And I mean, I'm talking about Frank Gore and Teddy Bridgewater and just this army of great football players that Amari Cooper knows because he knew them when they were 6 years old. And he said, no, it wasn't the Barnyard. It was my second year at Alabama. I would go to Coach Saban, and I would say, Coach, I'm not 100%. And Saban would go, well, that's okay. You know, we still need you. He goes, no, Coach. And he told me, he said, I've felt like my whole life, if I'm 100%, I will beat you 100% of the time. But I wasn't confident enough about what I could do when I was 90 or 80 or 70%, so I would beg out. And Saban finally came to Amari and said, Amari, I got news for you. 60% of Amari Cooper is better than 100% of everybody else. Mm-hmm. And he's about right. And Cooper has filed that away now and takes great pride in, well, I got a bad quad. I got a bad foot. I got a bad ankle. I got a bad heel. And I'm still going to go beat that guy. And, of course, over the course of 16 games as a Cowboy, he's done that on a Pro Bowl level virtually every time. And he will do it again on Sunday against the Vikings.
Fish, Amari Cooper never ceases to fascinate me, as he might be one of the deepest people, not just athletes ever met, but like as far as like a deep, deep thinker and someone who is thoughtful and all that. I don't know how many people I've met that think like he does.
Well, he sits every day in the locker room, and it's Chido Awuzie and him, and they sit and play chess. Or some, it doesn't look like a chessboard to me. It's some sort of super chess. I don't know what it is. And so you're a little intimidated to walk over there and interrupt this all-important chess match. But then you do, and then Amari Cooper, he talks to you, whatever you want to ask him, and he'll be very insightful about it and very introspective about it and keep playing chess. So I agree with you. He's a fascinating guy, and if it wasn't football, he'd still be fascinating. But the fact that he plays at such a high level no matter what, I think that adds to all the compelling things about Amari Cooper.
Every week it's different. Oh my God, you can lose to the Jets and then beat Philadelphia when everyone thinks the world's about to end. They do have a stretch starting with this Sunday game against Minnesota. They've dug themselves back out of that ditch at 5-3, a half game up on Philly. Minnesota's pretty good, Mike. They're really pretty good. Now, Kirk Cousins at times, you never know what he might be. How much will they miss Thielen in the passing game, and how dangerous is Dalvin Cook, their running back?
Yeah, so here's a tricky formula. Tell me if you guys buy this. I'm watching what they did against the Giants early, and I'm in New York, and I know you guys watched. And I'm going, well, you know, you throw an interception on the first play, you fumble a little bit later, all you can get is a field goal, you're giving up a touchdown pass. You can't play like this against the Vikings, the Bills, the Eagles, the Bears, the Lions, and expect to win. And then I reflect on what the Vikings had done the day before, losing 26-23 and almost beating Kansas City. I'm going, you know what? I take it back. You can win like that because all those teams are winning the same way. The Vikings and the Bears and Detroit and the Bills and the Eagles, when they win their games or lose their games, it's all over one silly mistake by one team or the other. So you can play poorly and beat the Vikings, although I wouldn't advise it.
They've done a good job, for the most part, stopping running backs not named Aaron Jones this year. Dalvin Cook, though, that has stopped Saquon Barkley now twice. Dalvin Cook's a completely different animal, though. I mean, he has been absolutely fantastic all year long. Save for last week, yeah. He got a little bit bottled up.
Yeah. You know, we do the debate about who's the best running back and who's this. And the more you kind of think about it and let yourself be a deep thinker on it, the more you realize that just because you're called a running back doesn't mean you're the same. Alvin Kamara is a completely different player than Ezekiel Elliott. I know they play the name of their positions the same, or Derrick Henry in Tennessee. Derrick Henry plays running back, but he's a completely different player than Dalvin Cook. It's almost like Derrick Henry is outstanding at what he does. Agreed?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's completely different from what Alvin Kamara does. And so here's this so-called battle between Zeke and Dalvin Cook, but they're different kinds of players. Zeke is a put his shoulder pads down and punish you and get one more yard. Saquon Barkley, I think, was a good example. Saquon Barkley is a dancer, and that's why Jalen Smith keeps saying he's like our Barry Sanders that we
Mike Fisher, are we done? I think, is that Mike?
Yeah, that's Mike.
Okay. Garrett, did we lose Mike? Okay, yeah, get him back if you can. 408.
That was strange.
Yeah, that was. So I'm reading some feedback. Apparently last night on the Fallon show, Tonight Show, they had Matthew McConaughey there at the University of Texas campus, but also Chip and Joanna were on there.
Yeah, talked a little noise about Baylor.
Yeah, they did.
I heard. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, I heard they did.
So that must have been it. Mike Fisher rejoins us again, 105.3 The Fan. That was the old-fashioned, you called somebody and there was no root.
Yeah.
We lost you for a second. Mike, let's just get straight into it. Cowboys, they got two wins. They had to get back on track. Is this a time because of who they're about to play as well? And who knows, they could get drilled on Sunday night if they don't play well. But is this a good time where they kind of start to get into that mode, no matter a win or not, or a loss or whatever, because of who they're playing, they get better and they figure out where they are in early December?
They think that they've hit on something. They think that they've got a rhythm now. They've given up, what, a touchdown? One touchdown in each of the last two games, is that correct? And they are piling up takeaways, and their offense, once it gets on track, listen, this shocks me. When I go look it up, I go look it up again. The Cowboys are number 5 in the NFL in scoring, number 1 in total offense. The quarterback has thrown as many 50-yard touchdown passes as about anybody in football in his career. The quarterback's numbers in terms of 20-yard passes are as good as anybody in football. And for all the criticism that we have of Dak Prescott and the rest, they score 27 points a game. And that includes managing just 10 against New Orleans, which I think, you know, New Orleans at home and their defense, that's no fluke. But the Cowboys aren't going to score 10 points very often. What they get against the Giants, I think, is that's the real Cowboys, which is, yes, they can start slow, and yes, they can make mistakes, but then they can overcover them to a point where they score 37 points. For people that are dissatisfied with a 37-18 win, I just don't know what you want. I know that you didn't like the first quarter and a half, but they're not going to outscore the Giants. They're not going to score 37 points in the first quarter and a half. So if it takes a minute, let's judge their body of work. And their body of work says they are a top 5 offense with a quarterback who is solving all the problems that come at him, and a Pro Bowl receiver and an all-pro running back and an all-pro offensive line. And I think this is a moment for optimism. And then we'll see in about 2.5 days how stupid we looked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, the Michael Bennett trade worked out really well the first week, and that's 2 for 2 on trades in the first week the last 2 years, where the guys they've traded for have made an impact. How well does he really fit into there that he is that flexible and really created a lot of havoc against the Giants on Monday night?